Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
The head, the torso, and the legs. What do we have here? I've talked about a form. I've talked about a representation. I've talked about a word picture. I have spoken about a portrait. A portrait of God. A portrait of the Son of God. In this episode, I will continue to speak about this portrait, this representation, this form, this word picture, which has to do with the Son of God. This is amazing. The King James Bible's Son of God has come as predicted, as expected, and as promised. Big, big thing. No matter what feelings people may have, this is a big thing. The coming of the Lord. There's a statement in the King James Bible which says, the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Well, the coming of the Lord is not near now. The coming of the Lord is a past event. He has come. Remember the statement in Isaiah, the Lord God will come with strong hand. That has come to pass. Just as the coming of the Lord, that statement came to pass. But he's here now. He's not just near, he is here. Then we go to Hebrews, yes, Hebrews, and we find a statement, he that shall come will come. A reinforcement of the Isaiah statement, the Lord God will come with strong hand. So all those statements have come to pass. This is very huge. There's nothing bigger. Nothing at all. We are living in a time when King James predictions, expectations, promises are being fulfilled. And I can say that in the past tense. Those things are fulfilled. The Son of God is here. We know also about the Son of God that he bears the title the Lord God. We know that. We know these things. All these things coming to pass, having come to pass. Who can ever get over this? Who can? So, in this episode, I will speak again on the head, the torso, and the legs of this great image which I saw and which I have shared with you. I just want to highlight some things with respect to the head, the torso, and the legs. Just highlight some things. And keep in mind this. You know, the Gentiles tell us that Christmas is in honor of the Son of God. They may say Jesus as well, but they do say it's in honor of the Son of God. Now, what is truth? The Bible asks. Truth is the Son of God has actually come. The Son of God, the King James Bible's Son of God, is actually here on earth, dwelling here on earth with men. There's the question also in the King James Bible that says, will God in very deed dwell on earth with men? Something to that respect. Will he dwell on earth with men? He, the Son of God, the Lord God, is at this time dwelling on earth with men. That's another statement that has come to pass. Who can ignore these things? Who can turn a deaf ear to these things? What will black people do with respect to these things? You know, black people should wake up. They should wake up, see what's going on. Even Twitter asks, what's happening? What is happening? What is happening right now is the Son, the King James Bible's Son of God is speaking. That's what's happening right now. And these, I say again, are amazing things. Plato gave 30-something, maybe 40-something. I haven't counted them all. Well, I have, but I never keep an accurate account of them or counting of them. But he has predicted, I know, 30-something things which the man, Tommy L. Hart, has fulfilled. That's quite a bit. And we must give honor to Plato, and I've told you my take on the term Plato. We must give honor to Plato because what they have said has come to pass. I mean, just as they have said it. It's unquestionable whether these things have come to pass or not. It's undeniable that these things have come to pass. And these things cannot be refuted. These are amazing events that have taken place on earth with regard to the Lord God, who is found to be the Son of God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. But about the Christmas thing, I don't think I've finished it. Yeah, they say, the Gentiles say that Christmas is in honor of the Son of God. The Son of God is here. Now, I know they have given the false teaching of Jesus to black people. Israelites have received a false teaching from the Gentiles and possibly in tandem with the biracials. All right? But the fact of the matter, the truth of the matter, Bible content is found to be credible on the basis of the things the man Tommy L. Hart has done and has fulfilled and brought to pass. Again, I say, these are amazing things that have taken place. Amazing indeed. So let me get on with this head, the torso, and the legs of this great image which I have seen. Just some highlights. It's wonderful. Truth is wonderful. The enemies of truth, where are you? Where are you? Black people, in terms of the truth, where are you? Okay, let's get on with this. And I'm not going to read all these things as I did the last time. I'm just going to read some, a portion. All right? We know that in the head of the image, the Bible says all these things shall be fulfilled. Speaking about right now, the things that are found in the head of the image. And the image has a huge head. It has a big head. In this head, we find these statements. I'm not going to even give the references because I have given them several times before. The Lord God will bring to light the hidden things. The Lord will bring to light the hidden things. Then there's a statement, my God will hear me. Well, I have heard the ones doing the talking to me in the King James Bible. Now, all these things that I'm reading here found in the head have come to pass by and through the man, Tommy L. Hart. My God will hear me. Tommy L. Hart has heard the voice of the Lord speaking to him in the King James Bible. Another thing here. An amazing thing about this thing is the things that Tommy Hart has performed with respect to Bible content, he performed them before he realized that the Bible, the King James Bible, was calling upon him to do those things. Now, that's very amazing. Let me say that again. Mr. Hart did these things, these mighty and great acts that the head calls for, the head of the image calls for. He did all those things prior to learning that the King James Bible called for those things to be done. That's amazing. Everything about truth is amazing. That's what I'm getting. Everything about Bible truth is amazing. Because many have probably said throughout the years that those things will not take place. It will not happen. Yes, the Bible says the Lord God will come, but we know there is no coming. There is no coming. Don't even look for it. Don't expect it. Is that why they don't teach it in truth? They speaking about the preachers? I know black people don't speak it anything with respect to that because they don't know anything about the Bible. It's a shame, and I'm not going to dwell on this, but I must make statements. It's a shame. Black preachers get paid to tell lies. They get paid to pretend to know Bible content. And the people willingly and gladly pay them throughout the year. Gladly. Christmas time here, and I'm just interjecting this. Christmas time here. Now, and the Son of God is here as well. Now, the Son of God has been here for many Christmases, okay? He's been here for many Christmases, all right? And it's just amazing. Let's move on. So Tommy Hart has heard the voice of Lord All Caps speaking to him from the King James Bible. Tommy Hart knows the secrets of the heart of the King James Bible. Then here, let me cite a few references. 1 Corinthians 2:11 says, no man knows the things of God. Who is no man? What is this no man? I've told you. No man in the King James Bible is a moniker for the Son of God's name, or for the Son of God. It's a moniker. No man in the King James Bible is a nickname for the Son of God. It is a nickname for the Lord God, the Son of God. Now, the Son is not the Son of the living God. The Father is dead. The fathers are dead. All right? Now, So no man knows the things of God. Remember? No man, or the Son of God, has connected Plato's dialogues to King James Bible content. Daniel 2:28, there is a God that reveals secrets. He reveals them on earth. Yes, he reveals them on earth. Now, the planet earth is in the heavens itself, okay? All right? But the Son of God himself is on earth, all right, where he has revealed many secrets. He shall teach you all things, John 14:26. I've taught on all things. The Lord bringeth back, or he brings up the captivity of his people. I've spoken on those on that thing many times. John 14, verse 6, no man cometh to the Father. I've done that. And I've made known the Father. Luke 15, verse 17, he came to himself. Speaking about the Lord God, the Son of God. He came to himself. Yes. Psalm 40, verse 2, he brought me up. Yes, I've brought up the fathers. I've brought up the gods of the past. I've brought up Plato. Daniel 2:22, he revealeth the deep and secret things. And I know I've been doing that. I've revealed deep and secret things having to do with King James Bible content. The Son has done many acts. John 5, verse 46, he wrote of me. I've written up Plato. I have written on Plato. Facts. Facts. Now, 1 John 5:14, he heareth us. Back to hearing. These are important matters in the King James Bible. And remember, these things that I'm reading out now are all in the head of the great image. And it is indeed a mighty great image with a very big head. Okay, he heareth us. Done. The Son of God, Tommy L. Hart, has done all these things that he's reading out now. He heareth us. Psalm 25, verse 14. He will show them his covenant. I've produced the covenant, and I have presented to the people the covenant. I have presented the covenant to the Gentiles, alias white people. John 4, verse 25, when he is come, he will tell us all things. All right? Now, maybe one or two more, and then we'll go to the torso. Hosea 6, verse 2, he will revive us. I've done that by bringing up the gods of the past, the fathers and all. Luke 24, verse 27, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. I'm even doing that right now. I'm doing that right now, people. These are amazing things. What the Bible, the important things in the Bible, have to do with the man, Tommy L. Hart. And they have to do with you too. But this is amazing. Okay. Then we have in 1 Samuel 4, verse 7, God is come. The complete statement says God is coming to the camp. Well, he has. God has come to a place wherein, or in which his people, the Israelites, are held captive, such as America, the United States of America. The Israelites scattered abroad. Let me speak about those in the United States. The Israelites in the United States are part of a people who can be compared to no one else, I believe. The Israelites are held captive in the lands of their enemies. And in America, no one says anything about it. No one says anything about it. Okay? The captivity of black people by the Gentiles. The holding them, detaining them, oppressing them. Nobody says anything about it because in America, nobody cares about black people. Let me say that again because you see the same things I do, okay? We all see the same things, all right? No one says anything about it, the treatment of black people. Black people don't even say anything. They do not complain about it. They do not complain about they're being held in a land that the people holding them consider them captives. So they'll say, yes, you're a citizen. That's part of a cover-up. The Israelites are held captive even in America, the United States of America, and another place is the United Kingdom, the UK. Those are facts. How you think black people got to those places? They were brought there, their ancestors were brought there as captives. And the Gentiles haven't even let the descendants go. The Gentiles owe the black people, they owe the Israelites in America, they owe them their liberty, their freedom, their autonomy. They owe them a land because they took their ancestors from the land, from their homeland. Okay, let's move on. Let's get to the torso. All right? Let me see what page that is on. The torso, page 10, commandments. All right? And I'll just read a few of these because my time is going. I have only a short time for this broadcast. The commandments, let's just read a few. Proverbs says, take fast hold of instructions. Philippians says, do all things. Genesis says, whatsoever God has said to thee, do. Tommy L. Hart has said what the Lord God, all caps, has said for him to do. Tommy L. Hart has done those things. Do all things, I said that. Proverbs again, find the knowledge of God. Mr. Hart has done that. Matter of fact, he's talking about the knowledge of God right now. Isn't that something? Matthew says, come and follow me. I am following, Lord, all caps. Matthew again says, observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. All right? Proverbs again, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. The son is doing his best to do that. All right? Ecclesiastes says to the son, let thy words be true. Now, if I didn't say this about all those things in the head, I will say it now. All those things in the head of the great image Tommy L. Hart has performed and brought to pass. Okay? Tommy L. Hart has fulfilled all the statements constituting the head of this great image. That's pretty great. And now we're reading commandments which the man Tommy L. Hart has kept. Genesis says, hear my voice. Tommy L. Hart has heard the voice of Lord All Caps speaking to him in the King James Bible. Proverbs, receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. Proverbs again, hear counsel and receive instruction. Proverbs again, my son, hear the instruction of thy father. It is evident that the man, Tommy L. Hart, has heard the instructions of the Father coming from the King James Bible or speaking from the King James Bible. That's a fact, which is easy to see. Okay, Exodus 33, verse 12. Bring up this people. what people? Well, I tell you the ones that I've brought up. I've brought up the Gentiles. I've brought up the biracials. I've brought up the Israelites. I've brought them up. All right? Revelation 1, verse 11. What thou seest, write in a book. I'm reading from a book right now. My book, my personal book. Yes. What thou seest, write in a book. And I do have books on Amazon.com, which you may purchase. Okay? Which you may purchase. So, that's evidence of obeying that commandment as well. Luke 23, verse 42. Lord, remember me. I have remembered Plato, the icon. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 13. Consider the work of God. I've done that. I've considered the work of God in the King James Bible. I've considered the work of God with respect to Plato's dialogues. I have kept that commandment. Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 19. Think upon me, my God. Now, all of these commandments are to the Son of God, who also goes by the title the Lord God, right? Who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart, who has performed these things, who has kept these commandments, who have fulfilled or who has fulfilled these commandments. This is something. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has fulfilled all the things in the head of the great image. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has performed the commandments. He's kept and performed the commandments in the torso. The torso is very big. Okay, the head is big, but the torso is so much bigger than the head. Okay, let me move on then. We have also questions making up this torso. We have commandments and questions. I go now to the questions. Turning pages. Okay, here we go. We start out with questions like Genesis 3:9, where art thou? All these questions are to the Son of God, the Lord God, found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Genesis 3, verse 9, where art thou? Acts 9, verse 5, who art thou, Lord? Isn't that something? They know they are talking to the Lord, but they want to know my name, and they ask for my name. Matter of fact, Genesis 32, verse 27, what is thy name? All right. We have that. Amos 8, 2, what seekest thou? All these questions are to the Son of God, the Lord God. Judges 13, verse 17, what is thy name? John 18, verse 7, whom seek ye? Ecclesiastes 8, 4, what doest thou? Mark 11, 5, what do ye? Luke 3, 12, Master, what shall we do? John 1, 22, what sayest thou of thyself? I said this of myself at the beginning of this episode, that I am the Son of God according to the King James Bible, period. According to the King James Bible, I am the Lord God. I am the Son of God, according to the book. John 1:19, who art thou? Micah 6:3, what have I done unto thee? Zechariah 1:9, oh my Lord, what are these? Isaiah 45:9, what makest thou? Isaiah 45:10, what hast thou brought forth? I've brought forth many things. All right. I've brought forth the connection between Plato's dialogues and King James Bible content. I've brought forth the fact that, according to the King James Bible, I am the Lord God. I am the Son of God. I brought a lot of things forth. I've brought forth books on Amazon.com, right, that you may purchase. Jeremiah 17:15, where is the word of the Lord? Jeremiah 2:8, where is the Lord, all caps? John 1:38, where dwellest thou? Matthew 27:22, what shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? Proverbs says this in the answer to that question: forsake the foolish and live. Proverbs, I believe, chapter 9:6. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. That's the answer to the question, the Bible question that says, what shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? Didn't say he was Christ. It says, who is called Christ. All right? Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. And that's what the Son of God, Tommy O. Hart, has done. And that is what you should do as well. John 6:25, when camest thou hither? Isaiah 50:2, when I came, was there no man? Let me move on and get to, I've done the questions, I've done the commandments, I've done the head. Now the legs. First, the left leg. What's there in the left leg? You have my works. You have my works. You have my works on Blog Talk Radio. You can access them. Lawmaster Archives. You have my works, my books on Amazon.com. You have my works on Twitter. You have my works. So let's go to the right leg. Conclusions. The conclusions answer the Bible question, what is truth? And with that, I go to page 12. And I'm turning my pages. And one more. And here we are. And we're about to wrap this up. Conclusions. As I said, the conclusions answer the King James Bible question, what is truth? These things are found to be true. Isaiah 57:8, these statements are to me, are about me. Thou hast discovered thyself. They're telling me I have discovered myself. I have discovered that, according to the King James Bible, I am the promised Lord God and predicted Lord God, and I am the Son of God. All right. Okay, what is truth? Luke 15:17, he came to himself. What is truth? Psalm 86:8, among the gods there is none like thee, O Lord. That's what they are saying to me, the Son of God. Psalm 86:5, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. Just a few more here. This is the right leg. The right leg of truth. Isn't that something? We have here 1 Chronicles 29:11. O Lord, thou art exalted as head above all. Jeremiah 10:6. There is none like thee, O Lord. John 20:29, thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Okay, all these things are true. Psalm 3:4, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me. The man Tommy O. Hart, as I said earlier in the episode, has heard the voice of the Lord God, Lord all caps, speaking to him from the King James Bible. Wasn't from a burning bush, but it was from the King James Bible. Psalm 118:21. Thou hast heard me. These things the Bible says are true, and I'm confirming them. Psalm 66:19. Verily God hath heard me. Verily the Son of God, Tommy O'Hart, has heard me. Psalm 77, verse 14. Thou, Son of God, Tommy O'Hart, the Lord God, art the God that doeth wonders. Psalm 118, verse 27. God is the Lord which has showed us light. That is the man, Tommy L. Hart. John 1, verse 18, no man has seen God. These things are true about the man, Tommy L. Hart. And remember, no man is a moniker or a nickname for the Lord God, the Son of God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Deuteronomy 1, verse 36, he has wholly followed the Lord, all caps. He, the man Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God, the Son of God, has wholly followed Lord, all caps. So, John 1, verse 34, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. The Bible, King James Bible, is confirming the acts and the declarations of the man, Tommy L. Hart, found to be King James Bible's Lord God and the Son of God. So there we have it, this great image. I did readings from the head, from the torso, and from the left leg and the right leg, even the right leg of truth. As I said at the beginning, these are amazing things. These things that are true, the things in the head, the commandments, the questions, all these things, the works, these are great things. These are things the King James Bible has called for. And the man Tommy L. Hart has delivered. Yes, Tommy L. Hart, the Son of God, has delivered. The gods should be very happy if that were possible. Do follow me on Twitter. Always make Longmaster Archives your dwelling place. Do go to Amazon.com, the bookstore, and order from Tommy L. Hart's list of books. Do that. Give as gifts. Don't forget to get yourself, if not the whole series, get yourself one or more. And do the same for others. Give. So that's it. I delivered on the head, the torso, and the legs, even the leg of truth. Join me next time.